Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live, broadcasting around the world on the internet at www.sheffieldlive.org and in Sheffield on FM radio at 93.2 FM. The whole show will be available later, as usual, as a podcast and from our Mixcloud page as well. My name's James Fagan. As you know, I'll be broadcasting in the first hour, and then Sam Hindley will be your host for the second hour. We have some fantastic music lined up for you today, and very excitingly for me, I have my parents, Bob and Margaret Fagan, who are still in the UK. They go back to Australia very shortly, so I thought I'd grab the opportunity today to talk to them about their trip here and get them to play you some of their favourite music, inspired partly by their trip over here and to Ireland, and also of their life in music. So that is so exciting for me to be doing with them, and I'm sitting at the table with them right now, and they're beaming at the opportunity, or they're putting on a brave face, one or the other, I'm not sure. We'll find out during the program. Anyway, I've seen their choices, and they have some fantastic music to play you on in the first hour, and then Sam Hindley in the second hour. Let us know if you're listening on Facebook. We always keep the Facebook page open during the program on Friday morning, and you're free to make any comments on the program or suggest anything for future shows. Or listen more on today's Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live.
Dropped the berry in a stream. I had laid it on the floor. I knelt to blow the fire aflame, but something rustled on the floor, and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair. She called me by my name and ran and faded through the brightening air.
Margaret and Bob Fagan, my parents, who are sitting opposite me in the studio today, from their album Landmarks on the Journey. That was a piece of beautiful poetry by W.B. Yeats called The Song of Wandering Angus, with a tune which is my mum's favourite tune of it, and dad's too, by Carolyn Herring. I thought I'd open the program with that today because Bob and Margaret are our special guests on today's Thank Goodness It's Folk, and I have just spent a week in Ireland with them, and we went to tour Ballylee, the romantic tower where W.B. Yeats wrote some of his wonderful poetry. And I'll get my mum to tell you a bit more about her association with Yeats and that poem later on. But before I do that, I'm going to ask my dad, Bob, to say hello and to introduce us to his first piece of music. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, James.
Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Well, I must say I can't believe I'm sitting here, because quite often we're sitting at home in the Blue Mountains after having a dinner and listening live on air to Thank Goodness It's Folk. And here I am.
In the actual room.
In the room.
Yeah, it's thrilling for me as well, because as you say, often we're in totally different sides of the world and in different time zones. But Sam and I always know that you're listening, and Kate as well, and we make the show partly for our Australian friends, family and audience. So it is very nice that you're sitting here. And I've asked you and Mum to choose some music today. And I wouldn't say it was all a surprise to me, especially the first track you've chosen. It's something I associate very much with your home and with the music that I heard growing up.
Yes, well, we have a lot of records by this singer, who is one of the biggest influences on my whole immersion in folk music. And I just figured out that it's 60 years ago I would have bought this album. And because I bought it in 1964 when I was in my last year of high school, and I'd heard Odetta, the singer, with Harry Belafonte, with a very softly spoken, almost genteel voice. And when I bought this album, My Eyes Have Seen, because I fancied the cover, I was absolutely blown away by her voice, the flexibility in her voice across the album, but particularly this track, Jumping Judy, which is a blues that comes from the sugarcane fields of the United States in the 19th century.
Oh, well, a jumping, jumping Judy. Hey, yes, a jumping, jumping Judy. Oh, well, a jumping, jumping Judy. And she was a mighty fine girl. Oh, well, she brought it in the morning. Oh, yes, she brought it in the morning. Oh, well, she brought
Odetta here on Sheffield Lives. Thank goodness it's folk, chosen by Bob Fagan. I'm delighted to be sitting in the studio this morning with Bob and Margaret, my parents, well known as folk singers, and I grew up, lucky enough to grow up in a house surrounded by music. And one of the voices of my life is my mum's, Margaret Fagan, and she's sitting opposite me today. Mum, tell me about the first choice of track for you, unless you want to comment on Odetta before you do, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, James. Good morning. Good morning, James, and good morning, listeners. So what a pleasure. What a pleasure to be here. I want to play you first a song by Edith Piaf. She was a heroine of mine from when I was very small and a world favourite, obviously. And I was going to choose one in French because I grew up at high school and uni studying French, so I loved to listen to her in French. But I'm going to have her singing one in English because it's a piece my father used to play on the piano a great deal. He was a lovely, lovely pianist and singer, my dad, Alan.
Indeed he was.
and this is one that he played a lot. So we're going to hear from Edith Piaf, Autumn Leaves.
Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when sépare ceux qui s'aiment tout doucement sans faire de bruit et la mer efface sur le sable les pas des amants des Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling.
It back into your crown. For you must live a maiden's life when I bring my new bride home. But how can I look maiden-like when maiden I am none? For it's six bonny boys have I had by you, and the seventh coming on. Now you will bake my bread, he says, and you will keep my room, and you will welcome my lady gay when I bring my new bride home. And on the door is hung a silken towel, pinned with a silver pin, that fair Annie she might wipe her eyes as she goes out and in. Six months gone and nine coming on, she has thought the time all along. Taking her spyglass all into her hand, and up the high tower she has run. And she has looked east, she has looked west, she's looked all under the sun. And what should she see but Lord Thomas's ship he's bringing of his new bride home. And should I dress in green, she says, should I dress in black? Should I go down to the raging main and send my soul to rack? You need not dress in green, says her oldest son, nor need you dress in black. But throw you wide the great old doors and welcome my father back. She has served them with the best of the wine, she has served them all around. She drank water all from the well for to keep her spirits down.
She has waited on them all the livelong day, and she's thought the time all on. So she's taken her flute all into her hand, and up to her bower she has run. She has fluted east, she has fluted west, she's blown both loud and shrill. She says, I wish that my sons, there were seven greyhounds, and I was a wolf on the hill. Stairs, the new bride says, come down the stairs to me, and you tell me the name of your father dear, and I'll tell mine to thee. Well, King Douglas, it was my father's name, and Queen Chatham was my mother, and sweet Mary she was my sister dear, as Prince Henry was my brother. Well, if King Douglas it is your father's name, and Queen Chatham is your mother, then I'm sure that I am your sister dear, as Prince Henry is our brother. And I have seven ships all out upon the sea, they are loaded to the brim. You shall have the six of them and the seventh for to carry me home. You shall have the six of them when we've had Lord Thomas Byrne. Back into your crown, for you must live a maiden's life when I bring my new bride home.
Martin Simpson singing Fair Annie, Child Ballad 62. I'm glad you chose a child ballad today, Dad, because I'm not sure we're going to have time for the Robin Hood one today. But what a fantastic recording that is by Martin Simpson. He learnt that apparently from Peter Bellamy, but wow, doesn't he inhabit it himself?
I'd forgotten it was a child ballad, James, but it's. I thought of it partly because English folk music of Britain and Ireland, has been very important in our whole background as singers, and not what I was doing at school. I was very much into American music, and but Martin, that I chose that track because for me, as a sort of guitar accompanist, is what I do. It's the perfect accompaniment for me, and the relationship between what he's playing on the guitar and what he's singing is absolutely wonderful. And I like the way he changes the timing all the way through it. It's something I aspire to. I haven't got there yet, but it's well worth trying. He's one of my favourite performers too.
He's one of all of our favourite performers, and a Sheffield resident, and maybe even listening today, I hope so. If you are, Martin, we all love that track because it's really great. Well, thank you for choosing it, Dad, and I think it falls upon me, as you're too modest to say, that you're a very fine accompanist yourself and an inspiration to many musicians in your own right. So there you go.
Oh, thank you, James.
As is my mother, who's sitting opposite me. Mum, you've just been to Ireland. It's always a thrill for you to get back there. You've been going particularly to Galway and Kinvara, just on the edge of Clare and the Burren, for a number of years. You've got lots of friends there, as I do. It was 6 years between visits. It must have been very special for you to see it again.
It was indeed, James. It was very special to get back to all those beautiful places and beautiful friends and hear all that fabulous music. What an extraordinary corner of the world it is. So yes, as James mentioned, we had the pleasure of going up to Thorballalee, Yeats's tower, and I've always loved Yeats's poetry. So I'd like to play another Irish musician for you now, a singer whom we first saw very fortunately back in 1981. We were at a Flarkyol in Listowel, and James and Kate were with us, and we had the pleasure of seeing Paddy Tunney in the pub there. What an inspiration he's been to generations of musicians, because that's well over 40
years. I'm not sure I was in the pub. I think I might have been at the bed and breakfast. Didn't you go in without me and Kate?
We did in the evenings. Actually, that was at night. I'd have to, thinking back on the evening, James, I think you were back on the farm.
I would love to say I've seen Paddy Tunney live, but I think I was probably watching Irish television at a bed and breakfast.
I think you were. Never mind. You got up early and went milking the cows while we slept in.
Only because I started reading out Kerry jokes to a Kerryman. He made me get up early. It's a famous family anecdote. It was a dreadful error on my part, and but he made me pay for it the next morning. But Paddy Tunney,
I mean,
an incredible singer and an incredible inspiration. You heard him sing live.
Yes.
And why do you think you were so captivated generally by Irish music and traditional Irish music especially?
Well, I think I grew up hearing a bit of Irish music. Not a lot. My father was a pianist, as I said, and a singer, and I sang a lot. But we would sit around the piano, my brother and sister and myself. My brother would play, and we'd sing songs out of the National Songbook. And there was an English section and a Scottish section, a Welsh section, an Irish section. And I loved the Irish songs, but my grandmother was brought up in the Irish way, even though she was born in Tasmania. She was of Irish heritage, and she was very musical. So there was a lot of feeling for Irish music in our family. So let's hear Paddy Tunney with Moorlough Mary.
The very first time I met my Moorlough Mary, 'twas in the market of sweets to ban. Her killing glances were so engaging, the hearts of young men she did trepan. Her killing glances bereft my senses of peace or comfort either night or day. And in silent slumbers I start and murmur, "Oh, Moorlough Mary, won't you come away? Were I a man of great education, or errands I'll at my own command, I would lay my head on your snowy bosom, in wedlock bands, love, we join our hands. I would entertain you both night and morning, with robes I'd deck you both night and day. And with kisses, sweet love, I would embrace you, oh, Moorlough Mary, won't you come away? On Moorlough's banks now no more I'll wander, where heifers graze on yon pleasant soil, where lambkins sporting, fair maids resorting, the timorous hare and blue heather bell. I would press my cheese while my wool's a-teasing, my ewes I'd milk by the break of day, while the whirring moorcock and lark allures me, oh, Moorlough Mary, won't you come away? Now I'll away to my situation, my recreation is all in vain. On the river Mourne, where the salmon sporting, the rocks re-echoing my plaintive strain, where the thrush and blackbird do join harmonious, their notes melodious on the river brae, and the little songbirds will join in chorus, oh, Moorlough Mary, won't you come away? Now it's fare you well, my own charming Mary, 10,000 times I bid you adieu. while life remains in my glowing bosom, I'll never cease, love, to think on you. Now I'll away to some lonely valley, with tears bewailing both night and day. In some silent arbor where none can hear me, since Mull of Mary, you won't come away.
Was Gillian Welsh from her 2011 album, The Harrow and the Harvest. And I chose that track partly because Gillian Welsh is one of our favourite singers, but also, again, because David Rawlings' accompaniment on the guitar is just out of this world for me. And I think, again, it's the relationship between what Gillian's doing with the song and what David backs her up with on the guitar. It just blows me away.
Well, I know that Sam Hindley will be very glad that you chose that track because he absolutely loves that record as well. As he does love the next record, Spell Songs 2, the second record in the incredible Spell Songs project. Mum, you've chosen Corinne Paulwhite vocally. Why have you picked this track?
This track in particular, well, it's very hard to choose from those two albums, isn't it? Those two Spell Songs albums are absolute favourites of mine, and I know with your listeners as well, because I hear them on your program from time to time. But this one I've chosen because partly because I just love Corinne Polwart singing, but all of them are great on these albums. But I was thinking of it yesterday when you took us for a walk up at a place. Was it Parkwood Springs you took us, James?
It was, yeah.
Well, you went for a walk up at Parkwood Springs and it was a divine day and we were up there with all that new regrowth. And we've seen this all over England and in Ireland, replantings and rehabilitation of areas. And it's so fantastic to see all the attention that's now being paid to environmental issues, and we just hope the tables are turning in that area. So that's perhaps one of the reasons I've picked this gorgeous track from Corinne Polwart. It's called Moth.
Dusky clear wing. fair, looking for a fee. I met an Ayrshire farmer, my misery to see, with my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. Well, he came smiling up to me, saying, how do you like the fair? What would it take to come with me and drive my second pair, with my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii? I've only a pair of horses, I'm sure you never saw. One of them has a gaily leg and the other one has twa. With my bush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. Stack and for rising in the morning, I hope you won't be slack. With my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. The pair of horses I got, sure they're not very broad. For one of them has a gay lame leg and the other one has twa. With my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. The milk we got with porridge, it wasn't very new. It sent the dog out a yowling and the damn deer killed a sow. And the cabbage was blue moulded and the cheese it had a smell. And the coldest day in winter, sure your butter would run like hell. With my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. About that such a bloody shame. With my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. While Maggie's in the boiling house and Mary's in the fire, and damn the souls about the house, but the old man by the fire. With my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. But tar of time is coming on, and I don't give a damn. I'll tie up my clothes in a bundle and I'll go on the road again. With my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. With my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii. With my mush and tanadio, tanadii and tanadii.
That's a beautiful piece of music. Tell us about that, Dad, and why you chose it.
Well, I chose it, as you said before, we've just come back from Ireland, where the singing sessions are about equal to the music sessions, the instrumental sessions, and we love that about Kinvara pubs. And I love that about this group. They don't get together very often. They're called the Alt, and it's Eamon O'Leary, John Doyle and Nuala Kennedy. And they're all terrific instrumentalists, and you can tell that from the track, their introductions and sort of that kind of that. I don't know anybody else who does quite what they do, but the thing about it is they harmonize when they sing, and some of the harmonies that Nuala Kennedy sings are just, I still can't believe them sometimes. They make the hair stand up on the back of my neck, and they did in that track. And that's why we listen to this music. And I just hope the Alt will get together a bit more and that they make another record. This was recorded a couple of years ago and it's called The Day Is Come.
Well, we're back to Galway Bay, where you've just spent an incredible week, Mum, with this next track. It's very evocative and it will be new to people to know possibly where this tune came from. Tell us about the origin of this tune to this well-known poem.
Galway Bay, indeed. Thank you, James. I'm going to play you a track that comes from an album called The Old Plaid Shawl. And this is a compilation from Kinvara in County Galway of the songs of Francis Fahey. And most of them originated as poems. Francis Fahey was born in Kinvara in the mid-19th century, emigrated and wrote a wealth of poetry. Some of them are still current and well-known. Of course, Galway Bay is known from the singing of Dolores Keane, recorded in the 1980s. But the tune was made by Tony Small. So we're going to hear Tony Small's lovely version of this song.
It's far away I am today from the scenes I roamed a boy, and long ago the hour I know I foresaw will annoy. But I'm not tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. O grey and bleak by shore and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweeter green the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond all wealth abound, a love that lives always. Bless every home beside your home, my own dear Galway Bay. A prouder man I'd walk the land in health and peace of mind. If I might toil, strive and moil, nor cast one thought behind, but what would be the world to me, its rank and rich array, if memory I lost of thee, my own dear Galway Chosen bride is by my side, her hair brown, silver grey. Her daughter Rose as like her grows as April dawns today. Our only boy, his mother's joy, his father's pride and stay. With gifts like these I'd live at ease were I near Galway Bay. Had I youth's blood and hope for mood, and a heart of fire once more. For all their gold the world might hold, I'd never leave your shore, and I'd be content with whatever God would send, with neighbors old and grey. And I'd lay my bones neath churchyard stones beside your Galway Bay, and the blessings of hey poor old man be with you night and day. Oh, the blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. Oh, it's all of heaven I will ask of God upon my own dying day. My soul to soar forevermore, all aboard your Galway Bay.
From the old plaid shawl, the songs of Francis Fahey, you heard Tony Small singing his own tune to Galway Bay, the choice of my mum, Margaret Fagan. I've had my parents here in the studio with me today to make this very special hour of Thank Goodness It's Folk with most of the music except the very first track, which was Them Themselves, chosen by my mum and dad, and I've really enjoyed what you've brought along. It's been lovely. The last track we're going to hear is actually an album that I had the pleasure of introducing you to a few nights ago. Here in Sheffield, and it's an album which was given to me and Nancy by our mutual friend Steve Hunt, to whom I'm sure you would all like to say hello.
Yes, very best wishes to Steve and Carmen Hunt.
Hello, Steve.
and thank you. Thank you, James, so much for introducing us to this album, because we had not heard this album nor the singer, Nick Dow, before.
Well, he's a very fine singer, isn't he? And a great guitar player. Definitely one of the most underrated, to use that term. I mean, people who know Nick know that he's a superb traditional singer. He's a great researcher into traditional music. He's a very skilled craftsman as well, and a very skilled guitarist. And this album, A Mark Upon the Earth, I'd like you both just to give me a quick impression of hearing it for the first time.
Well, mine was delight and nostalgia, even though I hadn't heard the music before. It's very evocative of a period in the revival. And so I think he just does a beautiful job of so many tracks. Crow on the Cradle is on it, for example, a really fine version.
It is.
Yes, many we could have chosen.
But what about you, Dad? What did you like about hearing this Nick Dow for the first time?
Well, it had a similar impression on me. I couldn't believe really that I hadn't heard Nick. And I think because of the things I said before about the accompaniments, there's a style of English accompaniment of guitar which I've always tried to get into. And without going into the technical details, Nick's got it.
Yeah.
And it's just a fine example of a good way of accompanying these songs, particularly traditional songs, and that's what I loved about it.
Lovely thoughts about Nick Dow, and I know Steve will be thrilled we're playing this. Don't go away, because after this we have Sam Hindley with his wonderful hour of music coming up. Let us know what you thought of the program, and we'll see you here next week. But before we go, I'm sure you join me in thanking Bob and Margaret all the way from Australia as our special guests today. Thank you both for being here with us today.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Thank goodness it's folk.
Goodbye, everybody.
We'll finish with Nick Dow singing The Verdant Braes of Skreen.
See you next week. Thank you.
Now as I walked out one morning back by the verdant brazier stream, I leant me back against a hawthorn tree to view the sun in the west country. The dew on the forest green, and the lad I spied by our burn side with a lassie on his knee, and he was all a very brown red, she all pale and wan to see, all pale and wan to see. Come sit you down all on the grass, on the dewy grass so green, for it's just three quarters of a year, my love, since you and I together have been, since together we have been. I'll not sit down all on the grass, nor be a love of thine, for I find you love I cannot make. Your heart's no longer mine, she said, your heart's no longer mine. What an old man says, his days are well nigh done, and I want to rust what a young man says. He's fair for many's a one, she said, he's fair for many's a one. But I climb a tall, tall tree and rob a wild bird's nest, and I'll bring home whatever I do find to the arms that I love best, she said, to the arms that I love best. As I walked out one morning fair by the verdant brazier stream, I leant me back against a hawthorn tree to view the sun in the west country, the dew on the forest green,